Welcome to the Becoming You show with me, your host, Leah Rowling. Do you believe you are capable of choosing your future? Sometimes it takes just one person to believe in you, for you to believe in yourself. If you find yourself continuing to say, someday I will take better care of myself, only to continue living the same day over and over and over again, then you, my friend, are in the right place. I am your biggest cheerleader, inspiring you to become you on purpose and with intention. Are you ready to create a life you love? I'm excited to share with you some big ideas that you can use today to inspire, impact, and influence your life and everyone in it. The Becoming You show starts now. Hello, my friends. How are you? How was your holiday? I am pre-recording because we are going to be in Mexico, and I love our time there. I love just checking out and just hanging out with my boys and really just having just some time to just talk and to share and to think through what our goals are and what our intentions are for our family and really just enjoy each other. And so I hope that you guys can all find time to do that before the new year gets here, to kind of reflect on the past year and to embark on the one to come and really create some intention around what you want for you and your family and make a plan. It's a really fun exercise. And so I hope that you will do it. I also hope that you set some time to maybe do what I call a battle board for the year. It's a personal and professional development curriculum for myself. And it's amazing how having a structure like that makes me feel ready to tackle this new year with full force, right? That's just a little update on me. And as I was doing the battle board for my next year, I realized how many people don't have access to something like this. And it's so crucial for our growth and for our self-improvement. And it's actually one of the biggest reasons that we're launching Shift. We're launching the membership this coming next year. We're aiming to kind of create this vibrant ecosystem for personal development. For growth-minded people just like you, a community where we can all come together. The idea is to have monthly meetups where we can just really dive deep into life's big topics. We explore transformative ideas and just learn from each other. And we're planning on having, you know, loads of other resources and videos and consciousness sessions and the quantum planner. And I think it's just going to be a game changer, especially for those who are looking for guidance but aren't sure where to start. I'm super excited about this. It feels like we're creating something that can generally help people navigate their growth journey, both personally and professionally. So if you want more for your life this year and you want to learn how to get it, I just want you to check the podcast notes on how to find out how to be a member of Shift this year. But today, I am excited to talk about three paths of life. The obliged path, the ordinary path, and the optimal path. And I want to talk about each of these, like what the path looks like, what it feels like, how do you know if you're in it, and the strategies on how to shift in the path. So let's talk about them, right? The obliged life, the ordinary life, and the optimal life. These are three stages that we navigate through in different areas and times in our lives. Understanding where we are and where we stand within each of these categories can be incredibly powerful. It can be incredibly eye-opening, motivating, and life-changing. So let's talk about them. So let's talk about the obliged life. When I think about the obliged life, I like to think about it like being caught in a trap. It's a trap set by other people's expectations, other people's obligations, labels. When you're living an obliged life, you feel exhausted, too worn out to fight back or make a change. It's like being in a cage, running around in circles, getting nowhere. We've all been there in some part of our lives. Maybe work is going really great, but things at home are more challenging. Or maybe relationships with two of the kids are on point and the other one is suffering. And I bring this up super sensitively because I know how it feels. Living an obliged life can have you feeling hopeless and trapped and isolated and alone. And it's common, really common, to think that you're the only one in this situation. You start to believe that success is for others and not for you because you're bound by all of these obligations and societal pressures and the labels. And they can feel like unbreakable bars that hold you back, which again is another reason why I love this Shift membership. Because I think that too many of us feel like we have to do this life alone, that no one gets it, that no one truly understands what we're going through. And that can't be any more untrue. In the membership, we will talk about all of these things, and you will quickly see that we have more in common with our struggle than we think. Okay. So for me, for years, I felt trapped by the belief that I wasn't worthy enough to truly follow my heart's calling. But what's essential is creating a mindset that looks beyond our current circumstances. If we only focus on our present troubles, we will start believing that our problems are permanent and that no one else understands it. And as I mentioned, this sense of division makes us resign ourselves to a life of mere existence, the obligatory life, right? And again, I know this is a tough topic, right? Even when some areas of your life are going well, there's often a part that feels stuck. And here's the thing. The people around you, they don't see it. They see your success in one area of whatever area that they know of you, that they're familiar with you, that your relationship revolves in. And they assume that everything is just as great in all the other areas. And they're not knowing you're struggling because you feel obliged to put on a brave face. But here's the thing. Learning to be more vulnerable and transparent about our struggle is the first step out of an obliged life. By connection with others and prioritizing your health and making small but yet impactful changes, you will start to see daily progress. It might not always be the big breakthroughs, but these like consistent small victories are truly what moves us from obligation to opportunity. And I think it's so important for us to understand that. Okay. So that's kind of the groundwork. I wanted to kind of lay the groundwork on where we started at the beginning, but I really want to work through each one of these in a kind of a framework with what it's really like. How do we know we're in it? What does it feel like? So you know when you're in it, where you are, and the strategy in order to shift. So the obliged life, what's it really like? Okay. So, you know, when you're always doing stuff because others expect it of you, that's the obliged life in a nutshell. It looks like your life's a never ending to-do list set by everyone else, your family, society, work, you name it. Here's what it looks like. Putting others first, always, right? It's like you're always on people-pleasing mode, constantly putting what others want ahead of your own needs or what makes you happy, okay? It looks like feeling boxed in, like your choices, they feel like they're not yours. Like you're just kind of going with the flow of what everyone else thinks is best for you. It looks like same old, same old. Okay. It looks like every day feels like you're just ticking boxes off someone else's checklist, not really doing the things that light you up or make you excited, right? To get out of bed. Okay. That's what living the obliged life looks like. Okay. Here's what it feels like, friends. It feels restless. It feels unfulfilling. Okay. There's this nagging feeling of, is this it? Right? Like you're missing out on what you really want to do. It feels like resentment and exhaustion, feeling kind of bitter about always bending over backwards for others, right? Or just plain burned out from doing it all. Wondering why it's always your obligation to handle, why it's always your burden to carry. It also feels like missing out, right? You often catch yourself wondering if there's more to life than this never-ending cycle of obligations. So I want you to ask yourself, are you living the obliged life in an area or two or three of your life? And can you take just a moment to think about it, okay? Think about it this way. Your big decisions. Are you making choices based on what you really want? Or are you just trying to meet others' expectations? Your feelings, okay? Do you often feel like you're trapped just going through the motions, just walking on eggshells so that you don't burden anyone else by having them have to manage their own emotions? Your joys, your passions. How often do you do things that genuinely excite you? Not just because you have to, right? Your true motivations. Are you driven by what you want? Or are you driven by fear of letting others down? In order to shift gears from obliged to optimized, we got to get real with ourselves, right? We got to spend quality time with our thoughts, what we want. We have to reflect on parts of our life that kind of feel more like obligations than choices. So I love journaling and mindfulness because this can really help get us into a state of being, choosing what we want for our life and really figuring out what's important and not just what other people expect. I was talking with my kiddo the other day. He's got some big decisions that he needs to make. And he's super concerned that some of these decisions that he needs to make might upset other people. They might let other people down. And what I told him is the same thing I'm going to offer up to you guys. People are going to be disappointed by your choices. They're going to be disappointed by your decisions. You best not be one of them, right? It's your life. Everybody is going to have a thought, a feeling, an opinion about what you should do so that they feel better about it. I want you to feel better about it and then allow them to manage their own thinking and their own feelings about it, right? So Think about what you value most, what really matters to you. Trying to sort out your values or chatting with someone is really a helpful way to figure it out. Learning to say no, right? Setting good boundaries, being okay with saying no to things that don't align with your goals or who it is that you are trying to become, right? Once you do that, you will feel more in control of your life and your time, and less like you are just going with the flow. Truly transitioning from this obliged life to an optimized one is all about making choices that align with who you are and what you truly want. It's not always easy, but it is totally worth it if you want to live a life that feels genuinely yours. Okay, it's going to require you to allow other people to get good at managing emotions. It's going to require you to allow other people to manage their mind about what they're thinking about. And it's okay. It's going to feel uncomfortable because it's most likely unfamiliar if you've been feeling like you've been living obligatory or obliged, right? It's going to feel very uncomfortable. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't do it. Like, that should mean that it's even more important to do it. Okay. So let's talk about the ordinary life. What's it look like? What's it feel like? How do you know if you're there? Let's dive in. You know how some days feel like you're just replaying the day before? That's kind of what the ordinary life looks like. It's comfy, sure. Super predictable. Kind of feels like you're being stuck in your own personal Groundhog Day. Okay. Looks like a cozy routine, like life's on autopilot. You've got your routine down and it hardly changes. It looks like us playing safe. There's not a lot of risk taking or stepping out of our comfort zone here, right? It's all about playing it safe, which means excitement levels, not so high. Okay. It looks like us going with the flow, mostly just doing what everyone else thinks is normal, right? Or what's expected. Okay. And it kind of looks like following a script that everyone agrees on. How does it feel? It feels kind of chill, right? There's this comfort in knowing what each day is going to bring. But that little voice, there's this teeny voice inside whispering, hey, isn't there more to life here? Right? It mimics the obligatory feeling of, is this it? Right? Sometimes you wonder if there's more you should be chasing or dreaming about. The difference between the obligatory life and the ordinary one is that what I find is when we're living in obligation, we're not dreaming for ourselves at all. In the ordinary life, we think about our dreams. We think maybe about chasing them, but that might require us to get uncomfortable. That might require us to fail frequently. That might require us some disappointment and to cultivate some failure tolerance, right? I want you to ask yourself, are you living this, right? Your excitement level, how is it? Check in. How often are you getting super pumped about what you're doing? Growing much, right? Are you learning new stuff? Are you trying new things? Or are you just kind of staying put? Your dreams. Are you working towards something bigger? Or are you just kind of coasting? Are you just kind of going with the motions? So here is the strategy to shift gears to an awesome, optimal life. Okay. I want you to start chasing what intrigues you. I want you to start poking around stuff that interests you. I want you to pick up a hobby or learn something new, or maybe even think about, you know, shaking things up career-wise. Why do I want this for you? Because it brings about some zest and some adventure into the everyday. It makes life more colorful. Get some daring goals. Think boldly. Think about impossible goals. Set goals that make you a tad nervous, but excited. Stuff that's a reach, even currently impossible. Why? Because I want you to kick yourself out of that comfort zone. And I want you to feel proud in navigating the journey to getting to the goal. I would much prefer you to get yourself out of a comfort zone, to journey into the land of becoming, than I actually care about the end result of the goal itself. I want you to mix up your circle. Okay? I want you to think, I was thinking about this as I was journaling this morning. Like I wrote down the people that were the most influential in my life this year, because I want to make sure that I call them out before the end of the year and just thank them for being monumental in my growth. And I remember years when I would ask myself this question, and I didn't have anyone that I could name outside of, you know, my family and my friends and my clients. But that was a big eye-opener for me a couple of years ago when I didn't have the mentors, right? Other than like a coach, right? That kind of helps me navigate my growth. But I want mentors. I want a lot of them. So who do you have? How would you answer that question? Could you write names down, like their names, multiple names? And if not, can you try mixing it up? Hang out with different people, go to new places, join a club or a group, right? New faces, new ideas, new perspectives. It's all about opening doors to things you haven't even thought about yet, right? And by giving yourself these strategies, giving them a go, you can just nudge your life from just ordinary to something that's way more fulfilling and fun. And that is an optimized life where every day feels just a little bit more like an adventure. There's just a little bit more joy in your step. There's just a little bit more ease as you have conversation. There's this energy that people will say that you have because you aren't doing ordinary and because you're not feeling obliged to do and live your life for everyone else. So what does the optimal life really look like? What does it look like? Have you ever thought about living your absolute best life? That's what this optimal life is all about. It's when everything you do and every choice you make just clicks with what you believe in and where you want to go. Okay, it looks like doing what matters. Your to-do list, like if you were to look at your days, it's about doing stuff that really means something to you. It's like your actions and your goals are totally in sync. It's always leveling up. You're constantly on a learning and growth journey, getting better both personally and professionally. And if you don't have a group to do that with, if you don't have the mentorship to hold you accountable for your own optimal living, gosh, shift is that for you. I hope that you will consider investing in your year by way of joining this membership and hanging out with us for a year. I really hope that you will give yourself that gift. It's this vibe of living optimally, and you'll know it if you have it. Right? Because you'll feel super satisfied. It's like this deep sense of, yeah, this is exactly where I should be. You'll also bounce back like a pro, because when life throws curveballs at you, and it will, you catch them and you throw them right back. You see challenges as chances to grow. You will feel happy and grateful. And there's this regular feeling that you can't put your finger on it, but you want everyone to feel it and you want to tell everyone, right? It feels better than happy, right? It's being thankful for this amazing life that you get to live. And how do you know that you're living it? Your values align with your life, right? the things that you're doing every day makes you feel good. And they all line up to what's important to you. You're pushing your limits and you're learning new things. You're making a positive impact on the world. You're taking massive action and you're making good stuff happen around you. You're not just waiting for good stuff to happen. You're not even waiting for bad stuff to happen. You're creating both, right? You're putting challenges in your path on purpose to see what you're capable of, right? It looks like you keeping your goals fresh, right? It looks like you mapping out your battle board. You're taking your months and you're blocking them out and you're creating a personal and professional curriculum in every single month. And you're putting metrics for you to measure and you're looking at your goals every single day, right? And you're getting excited about those goals. Right? It looks like mindfulness. It looks like gratitude. It looks like building awesome relationships and connecting with people that will lift you up and share your values, whether that's friends or family or professional contacts. It's having a solid crew around you that makes the journey better. I know these strategies are simple and they're common sense. But as we know in this show, common sense isn't common practice. And it's why we stay living ordinarily. It's why we feel obliged, right? Because we're not willing to do the common sense things. We're not willing to make common sense common practice. So staying in this optimal life involves a continuous level of conscientiousness, self-reflection, adaptability, and a commitment to living in alignment with your deepest values and aspiration. It's about maintaining balance and embracing growth and nurturing relationships that enrich your life journey. I believe living the optimal life is about showing up. You know how we get those invites that we just can't ignore? I want you to think about living your best, most optimal life as one of those must attend events for you this year and into next year. It's like getting a golden ticket to the life that you've always wanted. And who wouldn't RSVP yes to that? This is where our Shift membership comes into play. It's not just another group or club. It's your personal backstage pass to an awesome life. We're all about turning the ordinary into something extraordinary. We're going to get you unstuck from obligation. And the best part, you're going to be surrounded by folks who are all about that too. People just like you that want more from their life. So in Shift, we dive into everything that makes life pop. We talk, we share, we learn, and we do it all in a way that's real and relatable. Imagine having a bunch of friends who get together each month, not just to hang out, but to really unpack what's going on in our lives. Yes, we'll explore some cool ideas. Yes, we'll share some life hacks. Yes, we will have access to those life-changing videos and sessions that open up our minds to new possibilities, but it's not just talk. It's about taking all of this and making it work in our lives. Whether you're looking to shake things up in your job, want to feel more connected with people, or just figure out how to be happier day to day, that's what we're here for. It is going to be a game changer, and it's going to shift how you think and how you feel about your life. Because let's face it, what's more important than this invitation to your life? What's more important than making sure that we're living a life that's not just good, but great? It's about saying, hey, life, I'm here. I'm here to make the most of you. Okay, because we get one of these. Let's not just live life. Let's make it rock. Let's put ourselves out of our comfort zones and shake it all up. That's That's what being part of Shift is all about. So it's about making every day count. And you, my friends, deserve it. Have a beautiful day, and I will see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to the Becoming You Show with me, your host, Leah Rowling, where I share big ideas to inspire, impact, and influence your life. Tune in every Friday at 11 Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your morning cup of coffee, the hug you never want to end, and that inspirational message that you felt was written just for you. Each show is inspiring you to become you with purpose and intention. For more information or to connect with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.